In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, only one God, Amen. Today is the second week in the month of Hathor. And as we discussed before, that month of Hathor is very important in Egypt because all the sowers sow all the seeds in the same time. That's why the last week and this week, then the first 2 weeks in Hathor, the month of Hathor, talk about the sower. We read before the first week the sower and this week also. And it seems that like this parable, it's very important. That's why it's written in the three Gospels. This is first why it's very important. It's we need to know why it's very important, but it's very important it's written in three Gospels. And it's very famous because when Jesus Christ came to our earth, he needed to speech us about the kingdom of God. That's why he gave us all the about the, in Matthew 13, eight parables about only about the kingdom of God. In Matthew 13, eight parables about kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. That's why it's very important. We have to know why it's this parable. The first parable in about the sower, it's very important. Because this parable is the foundation of our Christianity. If we need to go to the kingdom of God, of the kingdom of heaven, we have to know what the sower did and what the seeds, where the seeds it fell on the ground or on the lands. That's why we have to know in first the sower, he had a land, a big land, okay, and he divided this to small pieces, and each piece should have around by like a way, okay, and this way in order to walk on it. And if he had another neighbor, he has to put like a thorns between his land and the neighbor. Then now we know that we have a way and we have a thorns, okay? And like a part of from this land or from this ground, we have like, it seemed like stony. It's not a very good land or very good ground. That's why it's like, it seemed like a stony. Then now we know what exactly the sower will do. He will take all the seeds, okay, in order to sow all the seeds on the land. Then, the first one, the seeds fell on the way, and this way, it's only without any ground, without any roots, without any things. That's why all the birds devoured all these seeds direct. The second one, when the seeds fall on the thorns, on the other one, which is the stony, and which is have no, it's growing up or spraying up, but suddenly after a small time, it burned. It's no roots. The third one, it's no growing up more and spring up more, but it has with this speed or with these plants some thorns, and it shocked these plants. And we have to know what the difference between this ground. If we need, for sure, the last one is the very good ground, have a fruits. We have to know what the difference between the three. We talked before about the first one, which is the way, when all the seeds fell on the way. We found that these people is who hear the voice of God, who hear the word from God, but not influenced at all. At all. That's why we know before that we have two birds, okay? Two birds take these seeds from the wall. These people, not affluent from the word of God, because they didn't want to hear from God. They have a lot of things to do it, and they didn't want to hear from anything from God. Their life is outside the church. Their life, it's also outside of his spiritual life. They haven't any spiritual life. This is the first kind, and we talked before about, we talked all the last week about only the first kind of the people. And we can divide the people into three kind of people. First one, who hear very good, who all hear the word from God. But the problem that first one hear and not influence at all. The second one hear and influence for a little bit time or a time a little bit. Then after the third one, he hear and do exactly what God said to him. First one is which is the seeds fell on the way. The second one is the two other one on the stony way and also the thorns. Okay. What about the stony places? The stony places, when the seeds fell on the stony places, and we found that it's growing up and spraying up a little bit in the morning, when the sun is rise up, there is heat, and this plant needs some water. That's why the plant asks the roots, can you give me some water? The roots respond on the plant, I have no roots. I am empty. I am the seed on the stone, which is no root inside. Then the plant asks again, can you give me some power, some energy? I need to be on life. I need that to be in life with God. He said, no, I haven't any source from the water because I am not a root. Then these people who exist in the church, but the problem, his relationship with God is only on the surface. If something happened, like a trouble or any problem happened, there is no roots, no water source. Nothing inside them can support in front of any trouble or any problem. That's why when I face any problem, I ask inside first, can you give me some water? Can you give me some word from God? Say, can you give me a peace? Can you give me anything from God? Then the root answer. I am not roots. You fill all the seeds on a stone. That's why no water. I cannot give you any water. Then I come to the church and I attend the liturgy or I attend the Sunday school or I pray. But the problem, it's no deeply relationship between me and between God. Between me and between God. This is the first root that I have to build in my spiritual life. If I feel that I am good with God, I have a good relationship, like something like a friend. If you have a friend, you talk to your friend all the time. And you call him by phone, and you meet him anywhere, and you know about him everything. And if something happened to you, according to this relationship, your friend will come to you and support you. But if there is no roots, no relationship with God, I ask God to be with me, but I have no deeply relationship with him. That's it. This is the second type of the people. When the seed fell on the stone, the stony places. Then the third one is when the seeds fell on with the thorns. The problem that the thorns here is a lot of things. The things that we can say like the earthly thinking and earthly deeds, what we do in all our life. We can say like priorities. Our life have a priority. For example, what is my priority in my life? Is God or money or my car or my house or my life or my kids or whatever? If I make the priority, I will see if I have a thorn in my life or no. The thorns, it divided on three parts. First one is the concerns. For example, I think about my financial status. I think about what I can do, how I can pay, for example, the mortgage. How I can, okay, I think about everything. How I can pay this one, I don't know. In Egypt, when I served in Egypt, I went to like a visit, and the dad of the kids come to me, are you engineer? I told him, yeah. You can calculate anything? I ask myself, oh my God. He asked me to calculate, I'm engineer, not calculation for the calculation. It's a small kid, can calculate this one. Okay, give me what you have. He told me, if my salary is 500, and my expenses after I calculate everything is 700, how come? He asked me like this, can you calculate this one? He gave me a paper with all the expenses. And I calculated this with him. It's 700. And his salary is 500. And he asked me, how come? I told him this is only the grace from God. If you calculate everything before, you will never find the 700 expenses. But if you calculate this, or not calculate this, maybe you will find that your expenses may be 1,000 and more. Then all our concerns, it's a thorn, it's some thorns in our spiritual life, shock all our relationship with God. Another thorn is the vanity of riches. In the opposite, if I have a lot of money, oh, how I can manage the projects. I need to grow up in my projects. I need to build another building. I need to make anything else. And all my thinking is earthly thinking about how I grew up in money and in my business. This is another thorn in my life. If I think about how I grew up in money, in business, how I can be rich man or rich woman. This is another one, another thorn. The third thorn is the last of everything. What is the last of everything? This is a problem in this is the majority of the people. The comparing between myself and others. I spend a lot of time in comparing myself, oh, this man have a beautiful car. I have to buy another one, change my car to be like him. Oh, this woman have a beautiful house. I have to sell my house and I have to buy another one. It's another thorn in my spiritual life. This is my, all the time I think about this one. How I pay this, or how I grew up in my business, or how I be like others. If someone think one time, how, for example, one like all the saints, for example, whatever, who, can I be like this saint, for example? For example, Saint Mina, it will be on, the Feast of Saint Mina will be on Monday. If someone think about, oh, can I be like Saint Mina? We have to find the aim of our life. We are agreed that we have to interest in our life for sure. If we have a house, I have to be interested in my house, in my car. But what is the priorities? The priority is my spiritual life or my practical life. This is very important. We have to reorder again all the priorities. Then, by the end, we have to know what is the enemies in the three kind of grounds. First enemies is the devil who try to devour all the seeds from my heart. Before the word of God entered to my heart, the devil tried to take it away. Why? Because I am already out from the church, out from the spiritual life. This is first enemy. This is the devil. The second one is my body. That my body is the enemy. The third one is the world and the lusts of the world. Then I have to know exactly that we have some enemies in our life, and we have to be aware about these enemies. First one is the devil who devoured the seed from my heart, or my body who have a needs, or the world. I think about the world, about the money, about everything. This is very important. The last ground is the good ground. Who hear the word of God and do what he hear. The problem that we hear and we are interesting and we influence for a time, so for example, I hear about the forgiveness and I go out from, oh, this speech is very good about forgiveness. Oh my God, I have to forgive all the body. After 5 minutes, I go away, somebody make for me anything. I forget everything about the forgiveness. What happened? From 5 minutes ago, you influenced about this speech about the forgiveness. No, I forget everything. I have no roots in my side. I have no communication or no relationship, good communication or good relationship with God. I have no deeply roots. I have no water. That's why I forget everything. But if I hear the voice from God or the word from God, then I do what he told me, I try. Nobody can do like 100% from what God said to me, but we try in our spiritual life. Then after this, how I can understand the word from God? If I read the Bible, we have to refer to the explanation of our fathers in the church. We have a problem that when we read the Bible, we try to contemplate by ourselves. But the problem, maybe we contemplate in the wrong way. That's why we have to refer again to the explanation of our fathers in our church, Orthodox Church. And when we know when we know what the meaning of the words of God, and we do what he tell us, this is a good ground or good land, and we have a fruit. We will find a fruit in ourselves, in our kids, and also in other people around us. We have to know where now our position from the kingdom of God. We have four kind of people. And the four people should go to the heaven. But the problem, three of them have no relationship with God. That's why they try, maybe. But we have to know which kind are we are now, which and what is the position, our position now from God. And we have again to evaluate ourselves. I am the good land, or I am enthroned, or I am stony, or I am away. God give us to know which kind of the people we are now, and give us also the grace and bless to be the good ground, to have the fruit 30 and 60 and 100. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
And he's coming again to his glory, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the God giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified. And in one holy Catholic nation of saints, and we look for the resurrection of the dead and the living. بالحقيقة نؤمن بإله واحد الله الآب ضابط الكل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى وما لا يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح ابن الله الوحيد المولود من الآب قبل كل ظهور نور من نور إلى حق من إلى حق مولود غير مخلوق مساوي الآب في الجوهر الذي به كان كل شيء هذا الذي من أجلنا نحن البشر ومن أجل خلاصنا نزل من السماء تجسد من الروح القدس ومن مريم العذراء تأنس وصلب عنا على عهد بلاصر بونتي تألم وقبر وقام من بين الأموات في اليوم الثالث كما في الكتب وصعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبيه وأيضا يأتي في مجده ليدين الأحياء والأموات الذي ليس لملكه انقضاء نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب المحن بسط من الآب نسجد له ونمجده مع الآب والابن الناطق الأنبياء كنيسة واحدة مقدسة جامعة رسولية ونعترف بمعمودية واحدة لمغفرة الخطايا وننتظر فيك يا
يا باي اخواتي سامحوني الان اشليل افلوجيسون
ابي بروسفكي استاثيت
ايرني با
يا طب